On this week's Political Corner, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and guests discuss the political future of Senator Hillary Clinton and singer and activist Harry Belafonte's comments at the Voting Rights March in Atlanta.
I'm joined by Donna Brazil, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in the 2000 presidential race. Also with us, Robert Trainum, a GOP political strategist. He joins us by phone from Martha's Vineyard. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Juan.
Our first topic today is Jeanine Pirro, a New York State Senate race against Hillary Rodham Clinton. Does she have a chance, Donna?
No, I don't think so. Look, Mrs. Clinton is very popular in New York State. Ms. Pirro is trying to make this about 2008. New Yorkers will make this about 2006, and who can deliver results for them at home?
But, Donna, two quick points here. One is that I see that Mrs. Clinton is now saying that she's opposed to late-term abortion. She seems to be constantly moving to the center. And secondly, New York voters who give her high approval ratings also say they want her to pledge to fill out a second Senate term and not use New York State as simply a launching pad for a presidential race. Could those issues complicate Mrs. Clinton's what seems now to be an easy run for a reelection?
Well, again, Mrs. Clinton's opponent is also a big fan of abortion rights and gay rights, and I don't believe that that's going to be a major issue for Hillary. Hillary is a centrist. She's a mainstream Democrat who's delivered for New York voters over and over again. So I don't think this election will turn on Mrs. Clinton's views or positioning for 2008. Instead, I think voters will look at her record and judge from there whether or not she deserved to be reelected.
New Yorkers are literally standing at the rooftops by saying that they want a full-time senator that's going to focus on their interests as opposed to someone that's going to use a Senate seat as a springboard to national politics.
But is that enough, Robert Trainum, to stop Hillary Clinton?
Well, listen, I mean, Senator Clinton is her own person. She's going to make up her own mind as to whether or not she's going to run for the presidency or not. And so I don't think anything's going to stop her except perhaps maybe her husband.
Well, wait a second. What do you mean her husband? How would Bill Clinton, the former president, stop her?
Well, you like to think that couples listen to each other, and I think the president is someone, President Clinton, is someone that is an absolute genius when it comes to presidential politics. And I think if he takes a look at the polls, takes a look at the political landscape and says, you know, Hillary, I don't think this is something that you may want to do, I think Senator Clinton will listen to her husband and say, you know what, I will serve out my full term in the Senate, and perhaps the presidency is something that I should aspire to in 2012 or 2016.
Donna, I wonder if you think that at the moment Hillary Clinton should be recognized as the leading contender for the nomination.
Look, it's important that Hillary Clinton focus on New York and solidify her position in that state, get reelected in 2006, and focus on 2008, the day after the election. Look, I believe also, Robert, to your point, Bill Clinton will give Mrs. Clinton advice, but Mrs. Clinton is her own person, and she has lots of advisors, lots of consultants who are advising her right now on the New York Senate race. But when it comes to 2008, the Clinton campaign, and I'm talking about her 2006 reelection committee, they're not focused on 2008 at all.
What about President Bush at the moment? The president's on vacation down in Crawford, Texas, but as he goes on vacation, gas prices seem to be hitting the roof, and his approval ratings are hitting new lows. Why?
Well, there are early signs right now of what I call Bush fatigue. If you look at the recent polls that have come out, almost 60% of the American people believe that the country is heading in the wrong direction. He's not a lame duck right now because we saw in the last days of Congress a flurry of activity where they passed the energy bill and the highway bill. But I believe that down the road, what you're looking at is a president that's not able to rally the American people and not convince them that he's up to the job or doing the job that they elected him to do.
Robert?
I'm not sure it's Bush fatigue. I think it's just a little anxiety that Americans are feeling right now when they open up the newspapers and turn on the television news. Unfortunately, they see bad news. Literally what the president needs to do is doing what he's doing, which is that he's listening and that once he gets back to the White House, he's actually going to deliver.
Let's change subjects here for a moment and go to the Civil Rights March held down in Atlanta, Georgia, over the weekend by Reverend Jesse Jackson. It was a march in commemoration of the 40th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. But some rather harsh things were said at this march. Harry Belafonte, the singer, was quoted as saying Hitler had a lot of Jews high up in the hierarchy of the Third Reich. Color does not necessarily denote quality, content, or value. If a black man is a tyrant, he's first and foremost a tyrant. That he's black is incidental, but first he's a tyrant. And then talked about Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice as traitors for being involved with the Bush administration. Robert Trainum, what is this about?
That type of rhetoric is painful. It's race baiting. It's very, very hurtful, and it doesn't accomplish anything. I mean, Dr. Rice and General Powell are accomplished individuals in their own right. We as African Americans should be proud of their contribution to government service, but most importantly, we should be proud of how they have handled themselves throughout their lives in terms of striving to be the best that they can be in their accomplished field.
Donna, is there any defense in your mind for what he had to say?
Well, I believe, like Robert, that Secretary Rice and former Secretary General Colin Powell are two great public servants and role models. Look, I think it's important to focus on building public support across the board for voting rights. And I would hope that Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice would join the Jesse Jackson and others in making sure that those three provisions of the Voting Rights Act will not expire in 2007 without some type of public action.
That's Donna Brazile, former campaign manager for Democratic presidential nominee Al Gore in 2000. She now runs her own political consulting firm in Washington. And Robert Trainum, a GOP strategist. Robert Trainum joined us from Martha's Vineyard. Thank you both for joining us for this week's Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.
Every Thursday, you'll hear more from Juan Williams and our Washington insiders right here on our Political Corner.